Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. So the Jews grumbled about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Grunst from Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana.
John chapter 6, verses 41 to 59, the gift of bread from heaven. One evening, as I was driving my Chevy pickup back home after a long day at church, something caught my eye alongside of the road. I pulled over and walked back to the item and picked it up. Lo and behold, it was a loaf of bread, which had been lying on the side of the road. This was a country road, so it was most unusual to find it there. The bread was not moldy, nor was it squashed flat, and the wrapper was fully intact, so I took it home. What a pleasant surprise for my family, I thought. When I took the loaf of bread into the house, my wife and daughters asked, "Where did you get that bread?" It was a bit unusual that I would bring home a loaf of bread and nothing else if I had went to the grocery store after work. I told them, "I found it on the side of the road. It is perfectly fine. It's like bread from heaven." But you know, they would not eat it. Bread has come down from heaven a couple of times in history. The first time was in the days of Moses. He had led the people out of captivity in Egypt, free and on their journey to the Promised Land. But on the 15th day of the second month, the Israelites began to grumble against Moses and Aaron, and ultimately against God. "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord told Moses that he was going to rain down bread from heaven, and he did. The Israelites were directed to gather enough each morning for each day in a double portion when the Sabbath was coming. Every morning the bread from heaven was there, and when the sun came out, what was not collected melted away. But every day the Lord was true to his word and sustained his people with the bread from heaven, and he did this for 40 years. Once the Israelites entered into the promised land, the bread ceased, but God was not finished with bread for his people. The real bread from heaven was coming, Jesus, the Word who became flesh. He says, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." Wait a minute. Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, "I came down from heaven"? And they grumbled against him. Just as God in the flesh has made people grumble over the years, heresies galore. Jesus can't be true God. Impossible. We only see a man with some special abilities. But God, he's out of his mind. Read the history of the Nicene Creed, and you will find that even within the church, there were some who would not believe that Jesus is true God, and thus the bread which comes down from heaven. There are still people today who reject Jesus as true God. We also would not believe this if we tried to understand who Jesus is by our own reason. We simply could not and cannot comprehend this great and precious bread from heaven by ourselves. God the Father must draw us to his Son in order for us to see him as our God, our Lord, our Savior in the flesh. And Jesus is so much more than the bread that fell during the 40 years of wandering. The Israelites ate it, and yet they died. But in Jesus, the bread from heaven, there is life, life everlasting. Eating this bread, holding fast to this promise in Jesus, you don't die. What? Well, this is how Jesus answered Martha in the face of when her brother had fallen asleep and physically died. He said to her, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. After all, he is the living bread from heaven." The very essence of the true God is life, and he demonstrated this by raising his friend Lazarus from the tomb. "Lazarus, come out." And then he ordered the people there, "Take those grave clothes off of him." His promise to you of life and life everlasting is offered each and every day, new and refreshing to enhance the joys you encounter, and also consoling when faced with the struggles of living. And yes, you may test a physical death and fall asleep in Jesus. Loved ones may place you into a tomb and mourn your dying. But wait, why mourn? Jesus, your God, has conquered death, defeated it. Graves cannot block the future of Jesus' people. Grave clothes must give way to robes of life, eternal living. After all, Jesus is the God of the living and not the dead. You know, we never ate the loaf of bread which I found on the side of the road. I guess that's all right. I really did not know where it came from. But thanks be to God, who brings us to know the bread from heaven by which we live forever. Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Grunst from Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana, for today's meditation on God's Word.